Rob, let me ask you a question. Text line, let me ask you the same question. Have you ever ghosted someone before? Like, if you ever, I don't know, matched with somebody on a social media app, maybe you met somebody and you guys were texting, that person did something to turn you off, and then you just flat out stop talking to that person. I'm not really a ghost person. I mean, I would call myself a peterer. Like, my effort is just going to peter out eventually. Like, I don't really want to do this. Maybe that's ghosting somebody, but it would just be kind of known, like, hey, I'm not going to have the same energy. Or sometimes I'll just be like, hey, you know what? This probably just isn't a good fit for me. It's not a good fit for you. Maybe it's in our best interest to just go our separate ways. But I don't know if there's just going to be a hard line one day I just stop talking to you. There's a reason why I ask you this question. I don't know if this tweet, Rob, has crossed over to the Two Americas Twitter, but right now, Rob, it has 33 million views on the Twitter app. This is the tweet. This girl just told me that she ghosted me because I got too drunk and I rode the mechanical bull 3 times on our first date. Is that a legitimate reason to ghost somebody? Ride the mechanical bull 3 times, I will say, is nuts. And I can understand how Sherry is looking at you a little bit funny, that riding the mechanical bull 1 time, a little bit funny. Getting drunk and riding the mechanical bull for 3 straight times, that does feel like I got to throw a challenge flag on that one. Do you think that this is a ghost-worthy situation?
So, I don't think it's ghost-worthy, but I do think it's a poor decision by the man to go back a second and third time, because I've ridden a mechanical bull before. It is impossible to do if you don't know how to do it and look cool. It's impossible to do and look like you are, like, on top of your game. You most likely get flipped off and you look goofy doing it. And if it's a first date, you're trying to impress this young lady or young man. And you know what you can't do? Get kicked off a mechanical bull in 4 seconds, get walloped by it, and then pop back up and be like, yeah, I'm cool. You can maybe do it once and get a laugh and move on, but 3 times a mistake. I don't think it's ghost worthy. I don't mind the girl not going on a second date with the guy, but to just be like, oh, I'm out of here, deuces, feels like she's a bit dramatic for that reaction.
I am trying to get inside the mind of a woman. I'm trying to get inside the mind. And you're telling me that this is my first time agreeing to meet up with you. I have a theory, honestly. I have a theory that women's first inclination is to tell you no. They are constantly bombarded with want to hang out, want to come over, want to chill. They're constantly being bombarded with requests. Their default is not to agree to hang out with you. Their default is to agree to not hang out with you. I don't want to go get drinks with you. I don't want to come over. I don't want to get something to eat. So you got to be a salesman and you got to convince her why, despite her normal inclination to say no, why she should say yes. She has now agreed to hang out with you. She has let her guard down enough to agree to go spend time with you. Now, I'm guessing, now I don't know this to be a fact, I'm just simply going off the tweet and we all got the same information. I'm assuming this was activity 2. I don't think you go eating at the place that has the mechanical bull. You probably went somewhere else and maybe this is where you go have a little nightcap and you try to have a little bit of fun, or you decided to go meet up at this place for drinks. So maybe it's the only activity. You're telling me that you were slamming Crown and Cokes and then you decided to tell Sherry, hey, I think I can ride the mechanical bull. She let you ride it the first time, and you failed miserably. You got thrown from it. Now you think you're Cowboy Carter, and you want to ride it 2 more times? I understand why she's like, why did I ever give you a chance? No, I don't want to hang out with you anymore. I understand why she doesn't want to be around you.
So a couple things. I don't think it's destination 2. I think this was the spot. Do you want to go to place X for drinks and maybe some apps? And place X just happened to have a mechanical bull. I also think it wasn't Crown and Coke my guy got drunk off. This feels like he was pounding PBRs. It just feels like that's what was happening. He was on the blue label, the blue sticker beer. That's what he was doing. Pabst Blue Ribbon all day. That's 1 and 2. But you're right. I actually think if you got on the bull once, you can, to your point, sell it. Like, if you had a few beers, you jump on the bull, and you struggle, you could get off, you could laugh at yourself, and you could redeem yourself by just becoming the butt of the joke. But when you get off the bull and you think, uh-uh, round two, ring the bell, and then it happens again, and now you're like, no, sir, I didn't hear no bell. Ding, ding, ding. Let's go a third round. That's when you're running that woman out of the bar. That's when you're sending her to wherever. I think one ride you could have made work. Two and three. Oh, boy.
This is my question. I understand how you are attracted to watching her ride the mechanical bull. I get it. I understand. Hey, you and this woman are spending time together. All of a sudden, she goes up there and she does this. I can see how you're like, yo, that was cool. Do you think women are impressed by our ability to ride this mechanical bull? I don't know. I've never talked to somebody where this was even a possibility. Do you think, like, right now, if you and your wife, happily married, love Caroline, do you think if you and her went somewhere that had the mechanical bull and then you just said, hey, you know what? I think I can ride that. She's like, no, no, you can't. You're like, no, I actually think I can. And then you went up there and then you lasted, what, you got to last like 8 seconds or something? I don't know. Do you think when you get off of it, do you think she's impressed at your ability to stay on this thing? Or do you think she just doesn't care?
For me, as married, it would be, I would be the butt of a joke for a while. I would get off, she'd be wildly unimpressed. And then she would make fun of me relentlessly. That would be what transpires, which is why I said maybe, you know, the drunk bull rider had a chance to save it. If it's just one ride, hey, I did one ride, I did bad, ha ha ha, look how bad I am at this, I'm so embarrassed, I embarrassed myself, sorry, and just kind of make it a bit, I think you could have survived. But when you go up there for a second one, now you got the competitive juices flowing and you're trying to show off your ability to ride a mechanical bull at some random bar, some random honky tonk in town. It's rides two and three that I think the mistake was. Because if I got up there, again, happily married, if I failed, my wife would laugh at me. I'd be the butt of a joke for the foreseeable future. But I'm not going back up for round two. That's the mistake.
I want to read this last question. CDOT, does this say that he failed riding the bull, or was he so good that he was probably being cocky and showing it off doing three times? Now, I haven't ridden a whole lot of mechanical bulls, but I've also been around drunk people and seen their balance. There's no way you got too drunk and had multiple successful times on the mechanical bull. It's impossible. There's no chance that you got too drunk and then you were like, hey, I can balance really well on this moving structure. There's no chance.